I break into a Yes song now? I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. No. No. Anyway, hey, GWA Backstage, this is Tarkus Trooper here. Sorry for that dorky introduction. Not sorry. Anyway, yeah, that was the Firebird Suite by Igor Stravinsky. Yay! I love Stravinsky. So I decided on a boring Monday morning that I would liven things up a bit by doing baby petals, petals questions prepared for pondering. Now, I like this question there a lot because it's got a lot of really good questions, and yeah, it's... Oh, I'm afraid I'm gonna freeze up so bad, but oh well. C'est la vie. Alright. So, I'm gonna get ready to get wordy. Okay, so, question number one. What does your recording editing setup look like? It doesn't look like much. It's just a headset and a laptop, and then sometimes I use my phone to record some of my audio. And was it easy for you to figure out everything and learn how to use these things right away? Yeah, it was pretty much, but you would have to use, like, the right setting, because, you know, sometimes with these, because I've got a Logitech headset, and you have to set it to, like, you have to go to, the settings and all that to do that. At first, when I figured those out, I'm not known to be the most tech-savvy person, but it usually takes me just a little while to figure it out. Yeah. number two, where do you typically record and what positions do you usually situate yourself in? I usually record in the safety of my bedroom, and I usually record lying down on my back, which is not a good idea if you're wearing a headset, because when you're getting so into it, I know some of you can sympathize with me on this. When you're lying on your back and you're just going at yourself real good, and you just can't hear but just hear the rustling of the headset like that. See what I just did? Yeah. And so that's really frustrating, and it's usually really frustrating to edit all that out. So usually when I do something, that's why I mostly record the masturbatory audios usually on my phone, because I don't have that problem. Because I do it more with my phone than I used to with my headset, because usually it just goes, yeah. And, yeah, but I usually record on my back, which is probably the best position for me. I tried doing it on my stomach, but that didn't really work out that well. And there were some times I did it sitting down, sitting up, and, yeah, that wasn't really that comfortable either. Yeah. Number three, were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto Jibadoobadabadoobadabadooda? Yeah. Were you nervous? Were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto GWA or any, this is going to be full of bloopers, or any erotic audio hosting website if GWA wasn't your first or only? Why or why not? No, not really nervous, but I kind of had, like, an insecurity of my voice, because it sounds the way it does. Some people would think that it just kind of sounds a little meh, 'cause it's not your usual seductive kind of voice, really, like this. It's not usually that. But you get me talking like this, and I sound dorky as heck. But then, I got so much into it later on. It just became the least of my problems. I sound the way I do. Oh well. And I had a bit of a insecurity where I thought, oh gee, I didn't even bother to edit some of those, screaming orgasms. Because one person, before I started out on here as Tarkus Trooper, I was somebody else beforehand. And I think the first comment I've ever gotten was, I know it wasn't meant to hurt me, but it just made me laugh so hard, though. Was the first comment was I've ever gotten, I think, was, "You nearly busted my eardrum, and I liked it." Yeah, so it was a little bit of a confidence booster, a little bit of a "huh, what" thing. Yeah. But I wasn't really nervous because I guess all of these people there who record and all of y'all really made me feel welcome, and it's just nothing to be nervous about, really, when there's a lot of people who are this nice and this warm. And how can you not? How can you? Yeah, just yeah. And number four, what advice would you give to someone who is new, and perhaps nervous as well, to the erotic audio game? I think the only advice I would give is to not overthink anything. Because if you do, the nerves are gonna show, and you're not gonna get through that audio or even get through recording it because your nerves are gonna take over. And that's pretty much a deal breaker right there. You don't want your nerves keeping you from recording something that you wanna record. Like, if you have a fantasy you wanna just share with everybody, but you're too skittish about it, it'll show eventually, and you definitely don't want that. You definitely don't want that. So just, but don't try and rush yourself either, because it just, if you do, then it'll just seem like a total mess. Which really, it's understandable. I've been there, I've done that, I've rushed things where it's just like, ugh. I listen back to some of mine and just think, ugh. I could have taken my time doing this. But no. Just try and take your time and recording the audio, make it as long as you like. Just don't rush it. And perhaps just, like, if you're nervous, you just have to. Okay, so what do you suggest they do to calm their nerves? And what are the words of encouragement you would give to them? Well, before you start an audio, now let me tell you this: this works every single time. This might calm nerves. It might not. It might. Well, no. We'll see. But I do this every time. You have to take like a deep breath, and just when you begin an audio, just speak slowly and fluidly. Don't speak like you're rushing. Like, yeah, there's this fantasy I want to talk about to you. Yeah, just say it like, There's this fantasy that I've been wanting to tell you for some time now. Like, take your time when you speak. Don't feel like you have to, like I said, don't feel like you have to rush things. That's what ruins the mood of an audio, of especially of an erotic audio, because you don't want to feel like you want the listener to kind of stay at the same pace as you are, and you don't want the listener to try and keep up with you and try to see what you're getting at. No, you got to I sound like a rambling mess now. I'm just waffling. But no, really, you just have to speak slowly, speak clearly, take a deep breath, just shake it off, and just say what's on your mind, even if it's the silliest thing or anything like that. Just go with it, and it'll all turn out perfect. It might not turn perfect, but hey, it'll still be good. It'll still be good, no matter what you say or what you do. Just take your time, it'll be okay. That's all I can say, really. So yeah, number five, what is an audio on GWA that you would love to hear, but just hasn't happened yet? Or it has been done, but or done how you would have preferred it to have been done. Oh, yes. You know what I would like sometimes? Now, I've requested this a long time ago, I think. You know how some, I like how some of the, some of these, oh gosh. Tart can't words right now. I would love to hear like a bi threesome. Like two guys pleasing their mistress. Hey, and even getting to play with each other a little bit. Maybe do some sexy time with each other in the butt. What? No, that would be good though. Oh God. Yep, that's what I would love to hear. That's what I would love to hear. Two submissive guys wanting to please their mistress by playing with each other and then going over to please her and make her come. Oh God, yes. Especially if it involves oh, I'm gonna get real nasty here. Like anal cream pie, especially in the guy. Oh, and rimming. Oh my God. Yeah, I think I'm getting a little bit too nasty, but I hope it's not too nasty. Might be. I'm so sorry. Not sorry. Anyway. Such a dork. No, I would like to hear that. Two guys going at each other and then going at their mistress. Oh God, yes. Oh, lots of please fuck me's, lots of whimpers, lots of possibly some screaming. Oh God, I have yet to heard, well, I haven't heard it in a long time. A screaming male orgasm. Oh my God. Yes. Oh, I would love that. Especially if it's two guys. Oh my God. I'm gushing. I'm gushing and I'm blushing. Blushing and gushing. Okay, so number six. You're fuming with anger towards your partner, and suddenly, in the middle of your venting, they kiss you. What are your feelings in that moment? Lust? Adoration? Even more anger? Please explain. I guess. Lust. Maybe. Might lead into a real good hate fuck. Yeah. How dare you kiss me like that? Octogamut, never without my permission, and then just pull him into the bedroom and just, yeah, Octogamut. I didn't say you could kiss me, Octogamut. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of The Fifth Element. And number seven. What is a paraphilia or fetish you just don't understand or see any appeal to whatsoever? What's the reason for your answer? At first, now this was a long time ago that I couldn't understand it. It was necrophilia. Why would you want to fuck a dead person? Why? But then I heard Nowhere Eternity's audio and that kind of changed my opinion. Why, Noe? Noe! Why? Some of these people on GWA, they corrupt me in the best possible ways ever. Oh, but yeah, fetish that I don't understand. Really, I don't understand scat. At first, when I heard about scat without even knowing what it was, I automatically assumed it was other kind of scat, where scoobity beep bop a doop da da, you do it while you're having sex. Scoobity beep bop. That's what I thought. But then when I looked up what it really was, I was like, ugh. And that was through all these people in my class. It was a long time ago. It was about when I was in 10th or 11th grade when I found out what scat was. And it wasn't the scat that I was already familiar with, the scooby-doo bebop beep boop 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 beep bop thing. No, not that kind of scat. Because all these guys in my class are talking about this video of two girls, one cup. Ugh. Yeah, I don't feel like I need to go into that because and number eight. What are some minuscule, passive, nearly insignificant actions that someone can do that make you nearly come right then and there? Well, for starters, I like it when a person kind of ruffles their hair. It's like, oh yes. And especially when they're ruffling it. Yeah, I just love that. And it's just makes me melt. It does. Especially when a girl does it. Oh my god, when she ruffles her hair like that, it is so pretty. I don't know, I think I've watched too many shampoo commercials, but that really does me in. Any girl who does that with her hair, I'm done. I am done. And also, if somebody was stretching, they would make this sort of noise. And it would inadvertently turn out to sound like a sex noise. That kind of makes me start to think really perverted thoughts and makes you think, well, what if that's really how they sound in the bedroom? If they sound like that stretching, then you could imagine what they sound like in the bedroom. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just weird like that. Getting turned on with stretching noises. Yeah. Especially when they turn out to be like a sex noise. or sound close to one. And number nine, name the most significant point on your sex bucket list. There's one I want to do before I kick the bucket. I want to, I gotta do this. Oh gosh, if I were to meet a guy who is a switch, like me, in real life, and they would let me peg them, oh god, I would die a happy woman and just say, well, hey, I've done things that I've been wanting to do for years, like I pegged a guy's ass. And he loved it, and I was so happy, and yeah. That's number one on my top on pegging somebody in real life. Oh my god, that's number one on my bucket list, on my sexual bucket list. And number 10. If you choose to remain anonymous on GWA, is it because you're more worried about people in real life finding out about your profile, or people on the internet finding you in real life? If you do not choose to remain anonymous, why is that? I'm sort of in the middle of staying anonymous and not. I'll only give out my first name, and that's it. I only give out my first name, which is Melissa, of course. And, I don't go anywhere further than that. I don't give out my last name. No. I just only give out my first name. That's the only thing I won't keep mysterious at all. But, no, it's just that one of the people I know already knows that I do this, and that's my mom, because I had to tell her, because one day she found out I was recording this kind of stuff, and she knows, but she's like, whatever you want to do, it's you go do it, don't screw it up. And so yeah, she's the only person who, in real life, who knows I do this. So yeah. Number 11. What was your high school, secondary school experience like? Oh, when I was younger, I was teased mercilessly for my hair, for my red hair, because I was called everything from left to right. Carrot top. I was called carrot top, and I did not like that. I was almost close to punching somebody in the nose when a guy called me that. And yeah, I was almost that close to punching somebody. Luckily, somebody was there to hold me back from actually punching him. So, yeah, I don't think I was that much of a troublemaker, but I did have a mean streak at one point. So, I think that's the best way to describe myself back then. During school. Oh, yeah. But, you know, as far as schoolwork, I just usually I would be so distracted, 'cause you know how music is. I love music. Music is my life, and I would usually get fussed at home because some of my schoolwork would be suffering because I would always have music going through my head, and it just, I don't know. I love music, and it just kind of distracted me from what I should be doing, especially math. I was really bad at math. Yeah. Oh dear. But yeah. And I still can't forget every time I would go into a classroom, they would be asking me, some of these kids would come up to me and ask me, hey, do you think you can sing for us? Because, around school, I would sing all the time. And I would sing almost all the time, and then there's these kids coming up to me like, hey, do you think you could sing me a song? Come on, I want to hear you sing a song. And I'm like, now's not the time. I don't, because see, this is how I am. If somebody asks me to sing for them, I just sort of clam up. I'm like, yeah. And I just come up with an excuse like, I don't know of any good songs to sing. Really? Oh, and yeah, it was just Bach. I've been bombarded with every kid, and they would ask me to sing. And there was another friend of mine. She was a good singer too, and I would tell them, well, why don't you ask her to sing? What? Stop asking me to sing. Crap. Anyway, yeah. I was pretty shy. I was pretty shy, or mostly sort of in the middle of being a introvert and an extrovert. I was sort of in the middle. So, that's how I would describe myself. Then and now. Yeah. Number 12. How much have you changed since your 18th birthday? Not much, but I know that I have become more carnally knowledgeable, even though I'm a virgin still. yeah, carnally knowledgeable. Knowledgeable. yeah. That, I wouldn't think that, yeah, I would be up for anything like that. Now I'm just going off. Well, what are some words of wisdom you would like to give to new adults of the subreddit and for the I think all I would have to say is don't be afraid to afraid anything once. Blech. Don't be afraid to try anything once. That's all I have to say. Don't be afraid to try anything once. Or twice, maybe. That's the only advice I know to give. Because hey, you might like it, you might not, but hey, now at least you now know that there are many things to try out there. You just have to, yeah, try anything once. And number 13, what is your favorite scent? Oh, I got so many favorite scents. I don't even know which to pick. I would have to say apple cinnamon. Apple cinnamon, yes, apple cinnamon. I think that's one of my favorite scents because I think my grandmother used to bake like an apple pie, and it smelled so good. It smelled really good, and I do believe I have a candle somewhere that is apple cinnamon, and I love it so much. I love the smell of it. It just sort of relaxes me, and I love it. I love apple cinnamon. I love the smell of it. I love the taste of it. Oh, apple cinnamon oatmeal. Oh God, I want some so bad right now. Apple cinnamon oatmeal. Here I come. Okay, so name a turnoff, perhaps the smallest, most bearable turnoff of the extensive list you've got, and then name an absolute deal breaker. One that would cause you to never consider a relationship with said person, despite how attractive and appealing they otherwise would be. Okay, so the smallest turnoff I can ever think of is when, it might be the smallest, but I think the smallest turnoff ever is when we're in the bedroom and I'm the only one making noise. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I hate being the only one making noise. And the guy is just there going, come on, just make some noise. Even if, oh, come on. See, 'cause I was, yeah. I want a person who is kind of in the same wavelength as me. Yeah, because I'm a loud person who loves loud people, bedroom wise. And I don't know, it's just a thing I have. It's a pet peeve. I don't like being the only one making noise. That's the thing. I want a person who can moan, wail, scream, squeal, squeak. It doesn't matter. Just give me something to work with. Okay, so, and there's this one deal breaker. I hate rudeness. Even if you're the most attractive person on the earth, I do not respect a rude person. That's it. I just don't. If you're rude to anybody I know, if you're rude to my friends, if you're rude to my family, bye-bye. That's all I have to say. Bye-bye. I don't care how attractive you are. Bye-bye. Adios. There you go. That's the deal breaker. I don't like rude people. In number 15, you are granted the opportunity to have the most tingly, intense, hair-raising, toe-curling, multiple screaming orgasms, sex of your life with one celebrity of your choice. Who the fuck would that be, and why the fuck would that be? How do you imagine them to be in bed? I would like to say Matthew McConaughey, but I've got so many. Oh my fuck. I would like to go back in time. I would like to go back in time and you know Peter Gabriel, when he the lead singer of Genesis? Yeah. When he was younger, oh my god. He looked so weird, but he was so dang hot. I would go back in time and do him. I would jump aboard a time traveling machine, go back and bang Peter Gabriel. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know. 'Cause to me, I don't know. He just had this. When you see him perform live, back then, oh my gosh, especially during the Lamb Lies Down on Broadway era, oh my god. Oh, a shirtless Peter Gabriel. Oh my God, yes. Oh. I think I just came without touching myself. Yeah, just imagining him. I don't know what he would be like in bed. Honestly, I don't even know. But I think he would be pretty freaky. I don't know. Yeah, you kind of can tell I have a pretty big crush on Peter Gabriel. All the way down from the appearance to his voice. Oh my gosh, his speaking voice and his singing voice is really sexy. Oh my god. Peter Gabriel. Oh my god, I could talk about him for days. Peter Gabriel this, Peter Gabriel that. Peter Gabriel, Peter Gabriel, Peter Peter Gabriel. Him. Yes. Number 16. If you enjoy the word daddy being used in a sexual manner, what is it about it that makes your genitals feel like they're on fire? Oh, I don't know. I like hearing the word daddy and I like saying it because, I don't know, it just makes me feel like, especially when it was with, ugh, blah, blah, blah. Tart can't words. What happened? No, usually when it's with somebody whom I feel safe with, I usually just end up calling them daddy. Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of heightens that sort of arousal when you call someone daddy or you hear someone. And see, the weird thing about it is, you know, sometimes I have these urges where I would love, sometimes when I'm being dominant, even if it's through Skype, I love it when I'm the dominant person and I would get them to call me daddy. Oh, God. That has got to be a weakness of mine. Like, for example, I would sort of role play with them saying that I'm sporting a strap on and then they would ask me, what would you like me to call you? And I told them, I would like to call me daddy. And see, it's kind of sort of identical to Hi No Name. One of his audios where he was thinking about his mistress and he was calling her sir, and I thought that was really hot, so I don't know. That kind of reminds me. I need to make an audio where I get the guy or the woman to call me daddy, all because I'm sporting a strap on. Maybe. I love that. I would just love that so much. That and usually when I hear it in, see, you know, I love it. I love using that word daddy in a lot in some of my male for male scripts and some of the female for male scripts too. Yeah, I don't know. Just the word daddy just makes me tingly. And I can sympathize with a lot of the guys out there who love being called daddy. Oh, I think that's one of the sexiest words ever. But that might ruin it from calling my actual dad daddy. Because I call him dad now. Dad. Yeah. I don't know. You guys ruined me. You know that? And I love every bit of it. Wow. 17. Are you more confident, bold, or shy, nervous in your action, in your audios than you are in real life? Or are you about the same? I think I'm more confident and bold in my audios when I'm by myself, rather. But then when I start collaborating with somebody, they can automatically tell sometimes that I start out sounding pretty shy. Because that's, yeah, when I'm not in front of a microphone, I'm usually this really introverted, shy person. And when we get to talk on Skype, I'm just like, hi. But then I warm up to that person gradually. And it'll just become, then that same kind of confidence that I show in my audios, it starts to show up. And it just, I don't know, it'll be like that sometime when I meet a person in real life too, so. I don't know, it's just, it takes a while for me to warm up to somebody. But, you know, it's just, It'll eventually show. It'll eventually show that confidence. It'll show eventually. Once I get to know that person a little bit better and just spending a little bit more time with them. Yeah. So that's more me. And which character-based audio of yours would you consider most representative of yourself? I would say, oh, it was this audio from a long time ago, long, long, long time ago. And I think it was one of my most favorite audios I've done in 2 or 3 years. It was, I missed you, now get over here and let me fuck you. I'm mostly pretty vanilla. Well, no, that's a lie. I'm not that vanilla. But I guess that's the best representative. I don't really know. Oh, character based. I would say the one where I recorded the audio where this woman was flirting with the bass player and they go at it. That's pretty much me. That's pretty much me. I love music. I love sex. And I love just musicians. Especially hot musicians. Especially if it was just back in time. Like I said, I would love to time travel and bang every single prog rock musician. Well, I don't know about Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull, but nah. But I think I would love to have like an okay, I need to repress that. Yeah, I don't want to go into any explicit details because I feel like I would blush so bad. And what if somebody were what if one of them just happened to stumble upon it and they're like, "Well, this girl's pretty infatuated with us, I think." Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. Anyway, 18. A spell is cast upon you by a sadistic, sexy sex witch, where you must choose between the following: have an intense, sporadic 10-minute orgasm every hour, or have your genitals stimulated once for no longer than 1 minute every year and have an incredibly weak orgasm. Ugh. I would choose the former. I mean, even if it's like the strongest orgasm and I cannot take it anymore, that's kind of the orgasms I pretty much like, really. But a 10-minute one? Whoa. You would die from these kind of orgasms, I think. But hey, turn a little death into a big death. Whoa. Meh, I choose the former because I like little deaths. I like little deaths a lot. And I love having them every day. Well, not every day, but yeah, every day. Every other day. Yeah. So a 10-minute orgasm every hour. Bring it. Yeah. Because that pretty much shows you how much I love orgasms. Because they're real cool. I like them. I like having them a lot. Yes. So I made it to the end. Wow, that was a real, really bad ending sound. I sound like a m sounds like a moose's mating call. Oh, sorry you had to hear all this. This is so ridiculous. Oh my gosh. The ridiculousness, the Well, that's usual talk for you. You have a lot of ridiculousness in one audio. That's just me. That's just me. Yeah. I'm a ball of ridiculousness. And I'm proud of it. Yeah. So yeah, without further ado, I shall see you later. What is up with these word noises? Okay, bye.